Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. I say this in every episode, and this episode is no different, but it is an honor of mine to share with you the power of prayer in our lives as believers. And there's nothing more powerful than when our prayers are heard and answered by God. Oftentimes, however, we wonder if God really answers our prayers. We wonder if He really hears us. See, the thing is, we often think that if we don't get what we want, if we don't get what we've asked for, then God hasn't answered our prayers. But God always answers our prayers, and that's what I want to talk about today. We just, however, need the spiritual eyes to hear Him and the spiritual hearts to trust the way that He answers. Because there are three ways that God will always answer our prayers: with either a no, a yes, or a maybe. And it's up to us to receive His answer and trust Him with it. So we are starting a three-part series on the three ways that God answers our prayers. Today, we're going to talk about how God answers our prayers, sometimes with a no.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The first way that God will answer our prayers, specifically our petition to Him, our ask, is with a no. Of course, this is not the answer that any of us wants, which is why I'm starting with the no answer first, because generally we want to start with the bad news before we start getting into the good news and getting what we want. But it's real that sometimes we will ask for something of the Lord and His answer will be no. And it's important for us to realize and remember that our prayers are not to treat God like He's some genie and He is just out to grant our every wish. That's not what prayer is about. Prayer is about connecting with the God of the universe, the God that connected us so that we can be filled up and spiritually alive. Now, sometimes when we come to God and we make our requests, as we should, the Bible tells us to cast our cares on Him and to pour out our hearts to Him. And sometimes when we do that, God might say, no, that's not for you. And what I want to encourage you with is that when God says no, He doesn't take it lightly. It doesn't mean that He doesn't care about what you want. It doesn't mean that He doesn't care about what you're crying out for. It just means He had other plans. And it's up to us to choose if we'll trust Him in that. And I know that some of you have received some really hard no's that are really challenging to walk through. You prayed that they would be healed. You prayed that that financial strain wouldn't crush you. You prayed that you would get that opportunity, and it never happened. And I don't want you to think that I'm taking this lightly and I'm just like, oh, sometimes God says no, just have faith. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that God's heart, even in his answer of a no, is still for your good, because that's who he is. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. The scripture doesn't say it works out when you get a yes or a maybe. It says all things. And that means even when the answer to your prayer is no, God is saying no because he's still working that situation out for your good and his glory. And I want to encourage you to know that we serve a God in Jesus Christ who understands the tension and the pain and the suffering of receiving a no from God the Father, because he did too. Before his crucifixion, he prayed to God that God would take this cup from him, that he wouldn't have to go on the cross. And God didn't answer that prayer to his own beloved son. Why? Because he knew that it had to be done in order for us to be saved. And so what did Jesus say? In Luke 22, verse 42, he makes his request. He says, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Now, God's will was not for his son to just suffer. His will was to bring salvation to the world. And in the same way, God's will is never for you to be in pain or hurting or sick. But his will is to use that for your sanctification, for his glory, for your good. I've shared a little bit on this podcast about some health challenges that I've experienced. And last year, particularly, my family walked with me through a debilitating neck injury, and I was in so much pain. And I wanted God to heal me right away. But instead, he walked with me through months of physical therapy, massage therapy, all kinds of medical care to get me back on my feet. And I remember thinking about how my children were watching me go through this, and I'm processing them, seeing their mother in so much pain. And I made a point to have a conversation with my daughter because I wanted to use it as a teaching moment with her to trust God even when bad things happen, to trust him even when his answer is no in that moment. And I told her, I said, baby girl, you know, mommy went through a lot of things this year and I was in a lot of pain, but I trust that God has a heart for me. And I know that he wouldn't have me go through all that if there wasn't a really good reason. And I don't know what that reason is. I don't know why our family had to walk through all of that pain and suffering and the challenges and the obstacles that came with it. But I do trust the heart of the Father. And maybe that was it. Maybe that was God's reason to get me to trust him even in the dark. And maybe God's no to your prayer is an opportunity for you to trust him even when things aren't going well. And if there's one thing that I've learned from that dark season, is that even in the dark, God is for you. Romans 8, 37 through 39 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I remember reading this scripture in college and it just meaning so much to me because it provided such a solid foundation for my faith that there was nothing I could do. There was nothing anyone else can do. There was nothing that could happen to me that could separate me from God's love. And that meant everything. And it still does. Because it's that truth that will ground you when life turns upside down, when things don't go your way, when you wanted a yes, but you gotta no. There's always that truth that you can stand on, that God is with you, He's for you, and He's in you through His Holy Spirit, even in dark seasons, even when the answer is no. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. Be sure to listen to our next episode where we will talk about how sometimes God answers our prayers with a yes and how we should respond accordingly. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app available in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.